It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, Kiss of Death Podcast. My name is Mike Brown. Jeremy has the night off. It is just me tonight. Rockets win 122-97. We have so much to get into tonight. Alex tunes in. Rockets win. Absolutely. If you guys are joining us on my Facebook, Facebook for the Dream Shake, Twitter for the Kiss of Death, at Rockets FFSN. First of all, thank you all so much. This is the most interactive Rockets podcast in the game. You guys have a comment. You guys have something you want to touch on for tonight's show. Rockets at 500 for the first time in 2 years since 2021. Rockets 3-3 on the season on a three-game winning streak. Come in, join the vibe tonight. Rockets game just ended about 3.5 minutes ago. We are here. The vibes are solid. So let's get right into it. Again, if you're listening to the show, thank you. If you want something talked about on tonight's show, throw a comment in. We'll bring you up on stage just like this, and we will get it going. Jim's here. Alex is here. Let's get, first of all, we can get to the box score. The Rockets manhandled the Sacramento Kings tonight. Streak continues. Three-game winning streak. Look, let's get to the box score, and then we'll get to everything else. Jabari Smith, 13 points. Dylan Brooks only had 9 points tonight, 6 rebounds, but he was a plus 34 in 28 minutes. Şengün, we're going to get to him because I have a couple comments about him. Congrats to Alperen Şengün set his career high tonight, 12 assists for LP tonight in only 26 minutes. Fred VanVleet, 11 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Jalen Green at 23 tonight. Jalen was great. 10 of 12 from the line. Talk about the bench. Jeff Green, 6 points. Jermaine Samuels had 4. Cam Whitmore had 7. Jayshon Tate had 8. Aaron Holiday played his best game of the year. Great performance from my boy Aaron Holiday tonight. Jock Landale had a 3. Nate Hinton went to the University of Houston. Thank you. 7 points tonight, or 6 points tonight. And look, okay. Y'all know me well enough by now. We're closing in on 500 episodes of doing these Rocket shows. We prayed for times like this, man. Like, when we started this show a couple years ago, you know, they're in the bubble and we're going through COVID, and then they trade Harden, and then they bring in arguably the worst head coach in the history of the NBA, Stephen Silas. No disrespect to Stephen Silas. If him or his family is watching the show tonight, I apologize to you, but not really, because you were terrible at your job. You had no idea what you were doing. You had no idea how to coach this team. The Rockets then had a plan for 3 years to suck as much as humanly possible to get as many high-value draft picks as possible to try and get the number one pick. That's what the Rockets have been doing the last 3 years. They've been going after the number one pick. Greg, appreciate the love tuning in. They don't get the number one pick, not one, not two, but 3 years in a row, okay? The Rockets then pivot this offseason and decide, you know what? We don't own our first pick next year. We got to go get some real talent ready to contribute now for this team. So they go out, they sign Ime Udoka, $7.5 million a year. You then add Dylan Brooks, Fred Van Fleet, Jeff Green, and Jock Landale to this team. Now, Jock Landale hasn't looked great thus far. Tonight, he only had 5 points. He only had one rebound. But the Rockets won this game by 25 points. They could have won this game by 60 points. Like, I'm not even joking. If you're just tuning in to the box score tonight, if you're what the kids call a drive-by type of fan, you know, the Rockets won the game by 25. No, they could have won this game by 60 points tonight. It's so funny. Josh says, Şengün looking like baby Joker. Okay. I'm going to get to Şengün in a second. But we prayed for times like this the last 3 years. Take it from somebody who's been a part of a podcast at the Dream Shake and now Fans First Sports Network. There is not one person who doesn't get paid to follow the Rockets that has watched it, more Rockets basketball than us at the Dream Shake and Fans First the last 3 years. This is what we've been praying for as Rockets fans. This version of the team, try hard defensively, close out on shooters, go get us real NBA-ready talent to help the younger guys that were already here, the Jalen Greens of the world, the Jabari Smiths of the world. And the Rockets are doing this without Tari Eason, who's arguably their most important bench piece, and the guy that they just drafted in the top five, Amen Thompson. Ryan says, I'm not sorry for telling Silas that he blows as a head coach. Great seeing you. Does this team even need a Joel Embiid or another star? Or should they just keep doing what they're doing? And this brings me to, I am not above saying that I had a wrong opinion, right? And here's my wrong opinion. The Alperen Şengün that we are seeing now is a totally different kind of cat than we saw last year. This dude is balling right now. And I sit here, humbly say, I may have been too hard on Şengün. I may have been. And when I say I may have been, I like the guy. I've always maintained that I like Şengün. I didn't love him. But what I will say is when the Rockets finally gave him some dudes to play with, and what I mean by that is a real point guard, Fred Van Fleet, a bona fide perimeter defender, top five perimeter defender in the NBA, and Dylan Brooks. Şengün is taking his game to another level. He's taking his game to a height that I didn't know he had in him. He's trying defensively. And my God, does he look good offensively. And all the praise goes to Udoka, Royal Ivy, Ben Sullivan, Tiago Splitter, and that coaching staff, man. Josh says, been waiting for this feeling and seeing this performance since Harden left. I'm so pumped for the LA game Wednesday. Let me tell y'all, man, there's going to be some fireworks on Wednesday when LeBron James and all those loser t-shirt fans come to Toyota Center. Oh, look, I've been a Lakers fan my whole life. Look, you're a Lakers fan, and you're a LeBron fan. You're not a Lakers fan. You're a LeBron fan, and that's okay. But don't claim to be a Lakers fan when you can't give me Anthony Pig Miller, Nick Van Exel, Vlade Divac, okay, Rick Fox, Derek Fisher, Rockets legend, Derek Fisher. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. And Ryan points out, me being hard on somebody, never. Here's the thing, is that, and I know we've talked about this before, but what's so great, and it also, I'm going to say it's not so great sometimes, is here at the Kiss of Death, we do shows after every single game. So you're not getting these opinions from Jeremy and myself and Pops and the other people that we have on the show. When we get behind this, my...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's after every single game. It's not a week's worth of games where you can say, well, Şengün looked good in this game. Şengün didn't look good in this game. It's game by game. And defensively, he has not been there consistently enough for me to say, look, this is my dude. This is the guy the Rockets can, he can be a building block piece for the Rockets. Now, he can be. This version of Alperen Şengün can be a building block type of cat for the Rockets to build off of moving forward. Would I consider him an untouchable? I'll tell you this. I consider him more of an untouchable now than I did at the beginning of the year. Does that mean he's not tradable? No. Because everybody on this roster can be had for the right price. But it's going to take a, and Jake, always good to hear from you, my man. It's going to take more of a deal to get these pieces now. And it comes down to defense, man. Ryan Hollins pointed it out tonight on a Margarita Monday or whatever goofy thing the Rockets are doing. I love it. Everything's better when the team wins. Like, it's shocking. It's shocking how much more fun it is to do Rockets podcast after every single game when they win. You're in a better mood. I'm in a better mood. Rockets fans are in a better mood. They are 3-3. If the playoffs were to start today, which they're not. Yes, Michael, we know it's 6 games into the season. The Rockets are the 8th seed right now. Like, how much fun is this? Like, what's so incredibly fascinating about this team, right? And we're 6 games into the season. And if you're a fan of another team and you listen to the show, first of all, thank you. And if you say, look, who's this crackpot behind the microphone who's talking playoffs already after 6 games? It's a guy who's done almost 500 shows, nearly been a part of the project that has been Harden My Take, The Dream Take, Kiss of Death, the Rockets. And Adam Spillane sent out a tweet earlier this evening. He said, are the Rockets good? I don't know the answer to that question yet. But I'll tell you this, and thank you, Pops. Appreciate that. This team, they're developing a culture, which is the most, it's so vital when you have all these guys that they're starting to gel. And when you take a guy like Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks, who's been chastised like few other players in the NBA have been the last year or so, people have gone after him almost as much as Fat Harden. Not as much, but nearly as much. Dylan Brooks has been nothing but a perfect teammate for the Rockets since he's gotten here. All he's done is led the NBA in three-point percentage. All Fred VanVleet has done is help the Rockets develop a culture of not turning the ball over. Jeremy and I talked about it the other night. I'm looking at turnovers tonight. The Rockets had 10 turnovers, and they may as well have played the guy who's scooping ice cream at Baskin-Robbins in the fourth quarter, because the Rockets were up by nearly 40 points going into the fourth quarter of an NBA game against the Kings. Now, De'Aaron Fox didn't play for the Kings. Okay, that's cool. Tari Eason didn't play for the Rockets. I know it's not the same thing. I get it. I understand it. But Amen Thompson also didn't play for the Rockets tonight. Fat Harden lost in his Clippers debut tonight, and Wemby lost by 41 to the Pacers. Look, both great points. The NBA season is a marathon, and I know soon, I don't know how Jeremy feels about the in-season tournament. I think it's the dumbest idea ever. I think it's stupid. I think it's a waste of time. I'm more focused on regular season games, not weird in-season tournament games where they're going to change out the court and it goes to a trophy, whatever. I think it's incredibly stupid, and I hate that the NBA is doing it. But I'm going to remain this Lakers game on Wednesday. I'm as excited about this game as I have been about a regular season Rockets game in 4 years almost. I mean, 4 years, that it's so fun. Like, watching this team tonight and the possibility of Dylan Brooks fighting somebody at any given moment is still there. Ime Udoka called a timeout when the Rockets dropped their lead from 35 to 31 because they had two bad defensive possessions in a row. When they're playing scrubs against scrubs, that's a culture builder. Like, I'm looking down. The Jermaine Samuels block in the fourth quarter, the Rockets are up by 32 points, and there was a bad call by the referees. Udoka looks at his bench, and all of his guys say, challenge that. Challenge that bad boy. Challenge that. And we're all looking around, and we're like, what? You're going to challenge a call in the fourth quarter of a 32-point game? You're damn right. And Udoka did that tonight, man. Where's the Rockets Lake Show watch party on Wednesday? If there is one, we'll make sure to let everybody know. So what side are you leaning towards? Putting a star around this young core or ride this out? I'm not sure I want to tear apart the chemistry this team continues to build, to keep playing as a team and not rely on one guy. Oh, Ryan, that's a great question. And I'm not that guy that gets this type of question and punts it, but I'm going to punt it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a night like tonight, we shouldn't be talking about breaking apart the core. We shouldn't be talking about going to acquire that star, that Joel Embiid, you know, that type of guy on a night like tonight. Because what I saw tonight is a Rockets team that, if this pace of play can be continued, this team, I said it at the beginning of the year, this team is a playoff team. There's 100% this team is a playoff team. This team has everything you could want to build on. You have the point guard. You got Fred VanVleet. You've got the superstar in the making in Jalen Green, if he can continue to develop on the defensive end. You've got multiple dudes that you could throw out on the perimeter to defend the LeBron Jameses of the world. Not stop, defend. You've got Tari Eason. You've got Dylan, but I'm going position by position. You got Dylan Brooks. You got another wing defender in Jabari Smith that at 6'10 can guard multiple positions. Şengün, who is gelling and excelling with Udoka and company right now. Look at the bench. You've got Amen Thompson. You've got Jeff Green. You've got Jock Landale that he's still getting acclimated. I would like to see more from him. I would tell you, if you offered me right now to trade Jock Landale for JaVale McGee, I would take JaVale McGee in 5 seconds from Sacramento. I think JaVale McGee is exactly what this team would want off the bench, that athletic big, and he still's got some game left. But you're talking about guys like Tari Eason. You've got Cam Whitmore in the wings. I'll tell you what, I'll give another shout-out to a guy tonight. I thought Aaron Holiday played tremendously well tonight. If you're a Rockets fan going back years and years, Aaron Holiday's got that Aaron Brooks vibe to me, especially what I saw tonight. Played good defense. He had a couple threes. He had a nice couple nice layups. I like Pops throws out a good name too here. I like Nerlens Noel. There was talks about trading for James Wiseman. I think Wiseman, why trade for James Wiseman when you can just outright sign Nerlens Noel? Like right now, that's a great point. I would cut Reggie Bullock and sign Nerlens Noel just to give you that last big on the roster. You saw it tonight. Boban is good to have in the locker room. He's a fan favorite, but they need another guy that they can bring in to play at the five if need be. I know that they like to play Uncle Jeff at that spot, and Uncle Jeff played well again tonight too. You know, in his 5 minutes, he was a plus 12. Jayshon Tate had another good game, a plus 28. Gabriel over Bullock, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I if they're going to cut Reggie Bullock, I would like to see them add another big. It's not about cutting Bullock. It's this team right now, excuse me, before the game tonight, I would say that this team needed some help on the three-point line, that they didn't have enough guys who could consistently hit that three-point shot. But the last two games, last game they shot 37% from three. Tonight they shot 15 of 31, 48.5% from the three-point line. You can never have too many shooters, but I do think this team could benefit from another big on the roster. But again, the theme of tonight is this team is vibing, man. The fan base is excited. We're, you know, great crowd tonight here on the show. Thank y'all so much. This daylight savings time's got me a little tired, but we're here. And the Rockets win 122-97. And this game, they could have won by 50 or 60 points tonight. That's how much better they were tonight. I wish Cam saw the floor more, but Udoka knows something I don't. I'm really excited to see Tari back. We're seeing a different team overnight. Absolutely. Game on Wednesday. We're going to keep the show a little short tonight. Just a little bit. It's getting a little late here. But Wednesday night, massive game. We're supposed to have Tari Eason back, which is really exciting. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. But Wednesday night, Rockets Lakers inside of Toyota Center. Vibe is going to be electric. If we do a watch party, we'll let everybody know where that is. So if you are a listener of the Dream Shake, Fans First, Kiss of Death, whatever it is, and you guys want to come out and watch the Lakers game with us, we will let y'all know if we're going to do anything for that. Last comment of the night goes to Josh. This is why we brought in Udoka, making Rockets basketball exciting again. It's a great point. It's a great point by Josh. And this is what we've talked about all offseason. This is why you pay your head coach $7.5 million a year, to come here, turn the culture around, which he's doing a game at a time. And for the first time since 2021, in the middle of the season, the Rockets have hit 500. They're 3-3 with a chance to go over 500 for the first time since 2021. Guys, so excited. So excited. Once again, great place to park the rocket ship. Thank you all so much for listening to the show tonight. Rockets win 122-97. Next game, Wednesday night against the Lakers inside of Toyota Center. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death podcast at Rockets FFSN. Follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow Jeremy at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. I will be back live with you on Wednesday, maybe a later time. I do have bowling league on Wednesday, so we'll do the show as soon as I get home. But again, Thank you all so much for joining me tonight. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.